Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
I've told you before, folks, after the world, leftist elites saw how much power, how much personal freedom we would give up over a cold with a 99.7% survival rating. Nothing would ever be the same again. We would lurch from one Democrat, one leftist created disaster to another in a bid to get back there. Back to the time when a disaster caused us to give up so much of our freedom and control to them. They got a taste of it, and they'll never let it go. Is that what we're watching right now with the terror attack? That's what it was on the Nord Stream 2. I've documented here on the Battleground podcast and on my show the extent to which, and it is shocking when you lay it all out, the Biden administration has gone to attempt to get into a war with Russia. So how about I do this? I'll string a bunch of quite frankly, frightening facts together, because it'd be really convenient for the Democrats to get into a war with Russia heading into what's bound to be a disastrous midterm for them. I've been talking about this all year. I'm going to string a bunch of facts together. You decide what you think they mean. All right, let's get started. Let's start with last week. As you know, things that we've never seen before always get my attention. Last week, Vladimir Putin issued the single most explicit and stringent warning ever issued by Russia, including during the Cold War, of nuclear retaliation should acts of war or aggression be committed against Russia. We've never seen this from Russia at this level before. Again, not even during the Cold War. Last week, what did Russia know? What were Russia and China watching? And then all of a sudden, kabloom! Two of Russia's Nord Stream pipelines, not one, blow up simultaneously. Everybody immediately knew what they were looking at. The Danish prime minister labeled them deliberate acts, saying it's hard to imagine it was accidental. Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the EU, said it was a result of sabotage. Poland's former defense minister skipped all that and appeared to thank the U.S. for the strike. Because who were we kidding? We did it. Here's Tucker Carlson last night.
What just happened to the Nord Stream pipelines is as close to the apocalypse as we have ever come. So the question is, how did this happen? And it turns out it was not an accident. At the very same time that leaks in these pipelines were detected, Swedish officials recorded two powerful undersea explosions, each one of which was equivalent to hundreds of pounds of TNT. Nothing in nature can account for that. Almost immediately, the pipelines began leaking in three separate places. So there's only one explanation for what happened. This was an act of industrial terrorism.
Can you imagine? Can you even fathom if we hit them? Industrial terrorism against the foremost nuclear-armed country on Earth? A total indisputable act of war? Perfectly timed, of course, for the midterms. Oh, and exactly what Joe Biden promised we would do back in February if Ukraine was invaded by Russia.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. Again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Just to make absolutely certain Russia would know what was asked, Victoria Nuland from the State Department echoed Joe Biden.
With regard to Nord Stream 2, I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
Wow, Joe Biden is finally getting tough on one of our enemies. Nah, no he's not. He green-lighted, you'll remember, and I covered it extensively in the Battleground podcast. You can go back through the old episodes. How Joe Biden deliberately green-lighted this. Ted Cruz laying out, and I did a whole podcast on it, how Joe Biden came to the Senate personally to lobby Democrats to vote no on sanctions for the Nord 2 if Putin invaded. Now, Democrats had always voted with the Republicans on this, going back to George W. Bush all the way up through Obama, for sanctions to punish Putin if he invaded on his pipelines. Joe Biden succeeded in December in flipping their votes. It was an absolute green light to Putin. Please, for the love of God, invade. Why did he want the invasion? Well, the Democrats were about to enact devastating policies, both inflationary and green, with our fuel supplies. They were going to devastate the American economy. They wouldn't survive it politically. They needed a fall guy, and they wanted Putin to be that guy. And for a year, we've seen them lie and blame the invasion for all the problems they created. Given that, what are they doing now if we're the ones who hit this? And I bet we are. I'll explain as we go. But there's a couple of other flashing warning lights right now. As Tucker Carlson explained last night, weirdly, all of a sudden, Congress is voting on $67 billion to deal with Russian nuclear fallout. It's as if the elites are courting a war with Russia and Congress is going along.
If they did this, this will be one of the craziest, most destructive things any American administration has ever done. And no one in Congress is trying to stop any of it. They're just preparing for the inevitable fallout. Tonight, the Senate just advanced a spending bill with $35 million for the Department of Energy to, quote, prepare for and respond to potential nuclear and radiological incidents in Ukraine. What?
The total funding for the package, a shocking $67 billion with a B. That is larger than the tab for the entire Russian army. What's going on? Well, folks, remember what I reported in July when the Washington Times broke this shocking article. You should look it up. As U.S. troops reach 100,000 in Europe, questions mount about the end game. Look that article up. Between the middle of February, when Joe Biden first made the threat, and July, we went from 65,000 troops in Europe to 100,000. But what was even more significant is where we moved them and all of the equipment. We began doing training exercises in the countries around Ukraine. And we let Putin know we were doing it. Again, acts of war in a country where we have absolutely no strategic interest. And then it got weirder as John Stoltenberg, head of NATO, announced that they had just increased the number of high readiness forces. This was back in July. CNN reported it to 300,000. They were mostly U.S. and European troops. And again, stationed them around Ukraine. Folks, that is World War I, World War II footing. That is that amount of troops. That's preparing for war. So I know that they have made Putin sound insane when he's threatening to nuke things. But look what we're doing. The American people don't even know this. Then in July, to further provoke Putin, a shocking article appeared in the New York Times. The CIA and the Pentagon had openly admitted they were conducting full-on proxy warfare from Kyiv, from inside Ukraine, and that they were guiding Ukrainian troop movements. You can't get a more obvious act of war. They're begging Putin to strike them. Why would you tell Russia? If you wanted to participate in the war, you wouldn't tell Russia unless you want a war with Russia. And clearly, that's what they want. Now, let me string some more facts together. You can make of all this what you want. Biden and the State Department's Victoria Nuland issued those threats about getting rid of the Nord pipelines back in February. If you gave a rip about the Ukrainian people, which let me assure you, they don't. They're just using their country as the location for this war they plan to hold with Russia. Why wouldn't you hit the Nord pipelines in, I don't know, March? Why would you wait till now, right before the midterms? Why would you let Russia just roll over Ukraine for all these months? It's almost as if they waited, if we're the ones who hit it, the publisher think we are, it's almost as if they waited till right before the midterms, hoping Putin would respond.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, Putin is a smart guy. What if he doesn't respond? It might not actually matter. You want to see something creepy? Go on a Google and put these search terms in. Ukraine, FBI, Putin, attack, America, and grid or energy grid. And again, folks, I'm just stringing a series of facts together to give you some idea of what they might be up to. Look at what pops up when you put those words in. A whole bunch of articles from February, right after Joe Biden threatened to somehow do away with the Nord 2. All the articles say the same thing. They report from Politico to CBS to ABC to Fox News. Doesn't matter. They report freakishly as a fact that Putin is going to attack the electric grid and may take down the internet. I should have captured the audio from Fox News at the time. I wish I had because it freaked me out. On a loop, day after day after day, about one out of every four segments, they came on and reported, as if indisputable fact, mostly quoting the FBI, but sometimes quoting the CISA, that's another federal government agency. They reported as if fact, including Fox News, that Putin absolutely was going to take down our grid. He was going to take down the grid and the internet or the energy grid. It was absolutely coming. It was going to happen. And then it didn't. But if it happened now, shoot, that'd be better than even COVID for a party that needs mail-in balloting to cheat. Look, I'm getting ahead of myself. Just speculation. I'm not the only one whose mind is going in this direction. Tucker Carlson's is too. Listen to this from his monologue last night, and then I'll tell you what he's talking about. It'll chill you. I promise, stick with me for the rest of this podcast. It's going to blow your mind. Here's what Tucker said last night. There's a reason he added this. He was speculating about the reaction from Russia in retaliation for this act of terror, where they'd believe that we did it.
What will be the effect of this? Every action has a reaction, equal and opposite. Blow up the Nord Stream pipelines? Okay, we've entered a new phase, one in which the United States is directly at war with the largest nuclear power in the world. Doesn't mean it'll go nuclear immediately, but it does suggest there could be consequences. If we actually blew up the Nord Stream pipelines, why wouldn't Russia sever undersea internet cables? What would happen if they did that? What would happen if banks in London couldn't communicate with banks in New York? Just that one piece of it, leaving aside its potential effects on our power grid. But let's just say the banks couldn't communicate with each other for one day. What would the economic effect of that be? Oh, it would cascade downward into your house. We could have an actual collapse. We could wind up very quickly in third world conditions. Those are the stakes. Have the people behind this, the geniuses like Tory and Nuland, considered the effects? Maybe they have. Maybe that was the point.
Yep. Battleground listeners know this. That's exactly what I've been saying for the last year. Keep in mind, Russia doesn't have to retaliate at all. Our deep state could do it for them. Would they really do that? Of course. This is the same deep state that literally made up an election hacking, blamed it on Russia, falsified data, presented it in a felony level perjury to the FISA court, and told the country on a loop that Russia had attempted a coup in our election, had installed Trump, that Trump was a puppet of Russia. Folks, that alone is an act of war directed at Russia. It's literally terrifying that they did it. We now know they made the whole thing up. Of course they're capable of destroying our grid and blaming it on Russia. Nothing is beyond these people. Now, let me remind you why me and Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson have been kind of obsessed around the edges about the idea of the grid going down conveniently before midterms. Remember this from Candace Owens?
The World Economic Forum is predicting that a cyber pandemic, you can look this up, they've been running exercises about it this year, is inevitable. You're probably saying, what is a cyber pandemic? Doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, what are we even talking about? Well, first and foremost, the reason I'm even paying attention to the World Economic Forum and their exercises is because they notoriously, in 2019, ran an exercise for a coronavirus pandemic that oddly all became true. I mean, without one slight difference, they said that the coronavirus was going to escape from a wet market in South America. Of course, when the coronavirus swept the world in 2020, they said that it escaped from a wet market in China. You can still look that up, by the way. That's not a conspiracy theory. They simulated that coronavirus pandemic. It was the World Economic Forum in collaboration with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in collaboration with John Hopkins University. And the website is still up, and they say, you know, a coronavirus pandemic is inevitable. And then, boom, it happened the very next year. The point is that they made the prediction, they called it inevitable, and then it happened immediately.
Again, remember, in February, on a loop, all of the media reported as if inevitable fact that Russia was going to take down our electric grid. It was bizarre. And also remember, they wouldn't even have to do that. We've got 100,000 troops massed in Ukraine. They could do some sort of false flag thing, even if Russia didn't retaliate and cause all kinds of fear around this election, seize all kinds of power. But what if they go this route? The one Candace, me, Tucker, have been worried about for a year. What would it look like? We actually know, because that was part of the World Economic Forum's drills for this cyber pandemic.
They are predicting that a cyber pandemic is going to happen and that it is once again inevitable. So if you look into the exercise that they have run this year, their idea is that they're going to have to sanitize the internet because a bug, think of it as like a coronavirus for your computer, is going to sweep globally, and the only way they're going to be able to stop this bug from infecting everything is to effectively shut down the internet, right? And they were talking about bringing down the power grid in an effort to do this. So imagine the government bringing down the power grid, and you would not have access to anything that required an electrical charge. If this sounds crazy, dystopian, and like a nightmare to you, first and foremost, this happens in other countries, right? Obviously, in Cuba, when the government needs to stop people from communicating, they just bring down the power grid, right? When the uprisings were happening in Cuba, they just brought down the entire electrical grid. But of course, Western nations would never do something like that. If they do it, it's because they need to do it, not because they're becoming evil communist dictators, but because they would need to do it for our benefit. They were talking about the government bringing down the power grid.
When Venezuela took down their grid during the uprising a few years ago, who'd they blame? Us. Look, they don't even have to go this far. Again, with 100,000 U.S. troops massed around Ukraine, all it's going to take is retaliation by Russia, nuclear maybe, that's what they've threatened, or us faking retaliation by Russia to spin this whole thing out of control. Pray that's not what they're angling for. And remember, they've used Russia as a scapegoat before to go after our president in a coup in which they nearly overthrew him. The FBI working together with the DOJ. You saw how that worked out and how Russia was the scapegoat. Again, where'd the warning about this cyber attack come from? FBI. Not predicting anything, folks. Just say, keep an eye on this and do not believe anything they say.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.